First paragraph, and then you have a stuma, then you have a sefarta l'chasheva shabsos shonim, that every 50th year is yovel. So the Tanoim have a machlokes quoted there in the Toras Kohanim in the Sifra. Is the first parsha connected with the second parsha, that Shemitah is only deraisa if you know it can lead up to yovel, or the two parshias are separate? Shemitah is every 7th year. If it can lead up to Yovel, it's wonderful. If it doesn't lead up to Yovel, so you still have to observe Shemitah. So that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. So the Gemara in the first daf in Moed Katan refers to this Machlokes. The Gemara in the Sugya in Gittin and the Sugya Prusbul also refers to it. This is Rebbe Shita in the simple reading of the Gemara in Moed Katan and in the Sugya Prusbul and Gittin. Gemara seems to assume that we paskan like Rebbe. That if you know in advance that the Shemitah will not be able to lead up to Yovel, so the whole obligation to observe Shemitah is only midirabbanan. When do you know that the Shemitah will not lead up to Yovel? So the Gemara points out there is a pasuk there by Yovel in Parshas Bahar, across from Dror Ba'oritz L'chol Yoshveho. Here in America, that happens to be a very famous pasuk. That pasuk appears on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. The Liberty Bell was commissioned to be made by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania, I think in 1776, B'shas HaKamas HaMedina here in America. So the Jews were so excited to live in a country with this freedom of religion, so they had them put this pasuk on the bell. And thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So the Gemara says in the end of Erchin, that towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, when the Shvatim started to go into Golus, you no longer had Kol Yoshveho Oleho. So there was no obligation to observe Yovel Min HaTorah. Yovel is only Min HaTorah when you have across from Drabarts L'chol Yoshveh B'zman Shekol Yoshveho Oleho. So therefore, that would be a machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether the observance of Shemitah, those last years of the Bais Rishon period, whether that was their Isa the Rabbanim. Then the Gemara assumes that Bizman Azeb, Bizman Baisheni, and after the Churban Baisheni, also the Pashtus is that there's no Yovel Deraisa because you don't have Kol Yoshveho Oleho. The majority of the world Jewish population is not living in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the whole obligation to observe Shemitah is only Midirabbanan. Fine, that's what we assume. I'll be Pashtus Laloch. Some of the Gdolim, there's a question in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Shemitah applies bein b'fnei abayis, bein shelo b'fnei abayis. So the Kesem Mishnah writes, commenting on the Rambam, that it sounds like he thinks, afilo after the Churban abayis, you have to observe Shemitah min HaTorah. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that Shemitah b'zman is the Raisa. So the Pashtus is not like that Kesem Mishnah. The Pashtus is, it means, in the days of before Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shelo Bifnei Abayis means you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. But if you have a Churban Abayis and a Golus, and Rabbi Yisrael is in Golus, then you're lacking Kol Yoshveh Oleho. So the Pashtus and the Rambam is not like the Kesem Mishnah understood. Pashtus and the Rambam is that he also agrees that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanim, because we know in advance Shemitah cannot lead up to Yovel because of the lack of Kol Yoshveh Oleho. Rabbi Yosef Engel, who died about 100 years ago, was the Rav in Krakow, the end of his life. He was a mechutin of the Kotzke Rebbe. So at that time, the Kotzke Rebbe put out a whole kol kore attacking the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who were relying on the Heter Mechira, that we're going to explain in a minute. So the Kotzke Rebbe wrote, to have a dinah mechal Shabbos befeheseh dinah ka'akum, because the Chumash refers to Shemitah is Shabbos, Shabbos Ha'aretz, Mechal Shabbos Befresi, Dina Ka'akum, and he got carried away. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an open letter to his Mechutin. I think it's 99 pages long. It's printed, it's called Oitzes Yosef on Shvius. And he writes that he's prepared to swear a Shvur Deraisa that the Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, it's not Deraisa. We don't accept this Kesef Mishnah. And then he says that there is no such halacha, that one who violates Shemitah, even if Shemitah were deraisa, there is no such halacha. Mechal Shabbos, befeheseh dinah ka'akum, goes on Shabbos, doesn't go on Shemitah. And he disagrees with many other things. A very fascinating kuntris, but Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote. But that's the main thing that I want to bring. He says he's prepared to swear a shvur deraisa, that Shemitah b'zman hazeh derabbanan, because we paskan like Rebbe, that Shemitah depends on Yovel. in the 1600s, there were some, 1500s, 1600s, there were a couple of Jewish farmers in Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't making a parnasa, and if they would observe Shemitah, life would be impossible for them. So the Sfardish Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael in the 1600s, at that time there were no Ashkenazim, there were only Sfardim. So the Sfardish Gedolim came up with this Einfall of the Heta Mechira. What is it based on? Based on the Gemara in Gittin, the end of Perek HaShaleach, the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim and a Machlekes HaMaraim. If you sell a farm in Eretz Yisrael to a Nochri, and Tvua grow, Peres grow on the farm, is there a din of Tevel? The Nochri is only obligated to observe Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenoch. So the Nochri is not obligated to be Mafresh, Trumas, and Mises before he's able to eat the Peres that grow on his farm. But the Shaila is, I'm going to eat by the Nochri. I'm going to buy the Peres from the Nochri. So does it have a din of Tevel? But he's saying, no, maybe you should say, Yesh Kinyan and Nochri, Beretz Yisrael, Lafki Amiyad, Trumas, and Mises. So that's a Machlekes. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we paskin ain kinyan anochri. Even though the Nochri bought the farm, it's still chayv in Shumas and Maisris, and if I eat those peres, it's a din of tevel, have to be mavrish. Then the Gemara fact akasha, how can it be? But there's a Mishnah that says beferish that in Surya, if the Goy purchased the field from the Jew in Surya, Goy owns the field in Surya, so it's not chayv in the dinim of Shemitah? Aye, but you say ain kinyan anochri, Lafkia miyad mitzvos alkuyas bahoretz. So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah goes with the opinion that Surya is only kodesh b'kedusha sa'oretz midirabbanan. It doesn't really have a kedusha deraisa. That was a machlekes, an old machlekes hatanaim that was reviewed in every generation because David HaMelech was koibish Surya. The Gemara in Gittin has on Daf Ches. The kibush Surya was a kibush yochid. It wasn't kibush rabim. So that was a machlokes hatanaim. The mikdash of Eretz Yisrael has to be kibush. Whether kibush yochid is acceptable or not was the machlokes. Since we paskin kibush yochid lav shmei kibush, so never got to kedusha rishona derais in the days of Dod HaMelech. So Surya is only mechuyev in mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz midirabbanan. So since the whole chiyev in Surya, the whole chiyev shmita is only midirabbanan, so if the karka is owned by a nochri, so there we say, Yesh kinyan anachri lahafkia miyad shmita. That's the Gemara in the end of Perek HaShaleach. The last daf in Perek HaShaleach. So these Sfardish Gedolim in the 1600s came up with this einfall, that hayoistev is manazeh, we don't have any yoivel, because we're lacking kol yoshveho oleho. So memeilu we paskan like Rebbe, in the first daf in Moikot, and that's Sifro, in the beginning of Bahar, that since the shmita cannot lead up, we know in advance the shmita is not going to possibly lead up to the Yovel, so all the observance of Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon. So once Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon, so the Gemara said that Yesh Kinyan Anachri, so if you sell the land to Anachri, so you're not mechuyev to observe the laws of Shemitah. Sure. This was the Chiddush that the Sfardish Gedolim came up with in the 1600s. And in the late 1800s, when the Jews started to move from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, so the first in the Moshav Maskeret Batya, that was named after Rothschild's mother, I think her name was Beatrice, and he's so impressed by the Balabatim there on that Moshav that he gave them permission to use his mother's name, to name the Moshav after her, Maskeret Batya. So he was supporting them. So the first Shemitah, they were told by the Badats they should not rely on Heta Mechira. And it caused them a lot of aggravation. And then the next Shemitah they did, the Badats told them they should get a Heta Mechira. So the Rav in Yafo, the Badats recommended, they didn't want to do the Mechira. They said the Rav in Yafo will do it for them. He was a big Talmid Chacham. And the Rav passed away in Yafo, and then they took Rav Kook from Europe to take over the Rabbanus in Yafo. So this fell into his lap. Whoever's the Rav in Yafo has to supervise the Heta Mechira. People make a mistake. They think the Rav Kook was the one who invented the Heta Mechira. The Heta Mechira was from the 1600s, and before Rav Kook came to Eretz Yisrael, the Badats told the people that they should go to the Rav in Yafo, and he'll give them a Mechira, he'll sell the field. So that's what they introduced. He sell the land to a Nochri, and just like in Surya, because Kibbutz Yochid Lav Shmei Kibbutz, the whole Chiyuv Shemitah in Surya is only with the Rabbanon, so Yesh Kinyan and Nochri Lav Kiya, so in Eretz Yisrael also, since the Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, because it can't lead up to Yovel, so you say Yesh Kinyan Lav Kiya. The Beis Halevi in his Tshuvas explains that there's a very big makom lechalek. It's such a big difference. In Surya, the whole Kedushas Haaretz is only midirabbanan. So if the karka belongs to a nachri, so it doesn't have even kedusha midirabbanan. So it doesn't have a din of shmita. But in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha is a kedusha deraisa. The only din is that shmita depends on yovel. So that's a hitch because shmita depends on yovel, and you're lacking kol yashveh aleo. So it's not going to lead up to the observance of a yovel. So the whole chiyuv to observe shmita is only midirabbanan. But the karka in Eretz Yisrael has a kedusha min haTorah. So how can you say yesh kinyan anochri if you sell a land to a goy? We paskin ein kinyan anochri lahafkia mikdusha saaretz. Still chayv in shumas and maisres. The kedusha is still there. So even if you sell to anochri, it should still have kedusha saaretz, and you should still be mechuyev to observe shmita midirabbanan in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara never said, let's say, Maisa Yerek is only midirabbanan. Shumas and maisres on Yerokis is only midirabbanan. The Gemara never said, yesh kinyan anochri beretz Yisrael agabi Maisa Yerek. Gemara just said, in Surya, where the whole kedusha is only midirabbanan. So that's basically the big machlokes, whether the het mechira makes sense or not. Some gedolim recommended that if you want to rely on the het mechira, you should have, instead of Jews doing the avodas hakarka, if you have amir lenochri, let's say on Shabbos, if we don't do the malacha ourselves, we ask a nochri to do the malacha. So if it's a malacha deraisa, so amir lenochri is only the rabbanon. If it's a malacha de rabbanon, it becomes a shvuz de shvuz. So there's more room to be mekel on a shvuz de shvuz on a double de rabbanon than on a single de rabbanon. Shvuz de shvuz b'maka mitzvah with mekel. So the gedolim, they said, when you institute this het mechira, you sell a land to the nochri in Eretz Yisrael, so instead of the Jews doing the malacha sakarka in person, they should have a nochri do the malacha sakarka. So it'll be a de rabbanon on top of the rabbanon. It'll be a trade de rabbanon. So trade the rabbanon, so they felt it softens it a little bit, and then you can rely on this kula of the gedolim from the 1600s that there's a heta mechira. Rab Chaim was like the Beis Halevi; he was very opposed to the whole heta mechira, and he quoted a Tshuvas HaRosh, where the Rosh points out that even the opinion in the Gemara that Yesh in the end of Perek Hashaleach in Gittin, the Yesh Kinyan Anochri, the Hafkia Miyad Trumas and Maisris, that's only going to get to Trumas and Maisris because the Din of Tevil begins, the Baal HaSod is Mukhiv to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisris. So because he wasn't Mafrish, so all the Paris are Tevil. So if the Baal HaSod is an Ochri, so he's not Mukhiv in more than Shebe Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so the Baal HaSod is not Mukhiv to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisris. So Mimele, the Paris that grow will not be Tevil. But by Shemitah, it doesn't start off as a mitzvah on the Baal HaSodeh. It starts off as an Isser. Sod Chalai Sizra, Kamar Chalai Sizmar. So the Rosh writes in the Tshuva that there never was an opinion in the Gemara that Yesh Kinyon Anochi Beretz Yisrael HaFkir Miyad Shemitah. There never was such a sheet. Rab Chaim is very opposed to the whole idea of the Het Mechira. He felt bad. They invited him to come to an Asifa to discuss the Het Mechira. So he said, You called it already the Het Mechira. You're already assuming that there is a Het Mechira. He was very upset. Rab Soloveitchik said over from his father, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik, he thought the Het Mechira is not Shaykh because he had a whole Chiddush. He said, Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim, when Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a machloikis in Bava Kamma, in the end of Perek Merubah, machloikis hatanaim, and we paskin like the Tana Rab Yudah, that Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. It was never on privately. So therefore, the Gemara says you can never sell property in Yerushalayim because it doesn't really belong to you. When they went away in Golas Bavel at the time of Churban Haaretz, so there was a din of Kibush Melchama that everybody lost their ownership. The Gemara has in the middle of Maseches Gittin, there's an international halacha of Kibush Melchama. Amen Amoyav Tiharu B'Sichan. When one country wins the war against another country, so the winning country acquires ownership of all the karka and the metaltalim and the people and everything. That's the din of Kibush Melchama. So Kibush Melchama doesn't cause us to lose our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. That's the one and only thing that's not subject to Kibush Melchama, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua to Avram Avinu that Eretz Yisrael will always belong to the Jews. And a shvua and a bris means al kol panim. Under all circumstances, we can never lose our ownership. But the individual Jews who owned fields lost their ownership, al pi pashtus. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, when they conquered the land, everybody lost their ownership. The beginning of the Baisheni, we don't find in Tanakh that he ever made a chalukah. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that was Rav Soloveitchik's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that in the period of the Baisheni and after, all of Eretz Yisrael had the status of Yerushalayim, because nothing was Nischalka L'Shvatim, and only belonged to Klal Yisrael as a nation. And in the Chumash, there is no provision that Klal Yisrael has the ability to sell what they own. A private individual, if you have shutfim, they can sell property. But Klal Yisrael, it's not for sale. Eretz Yisrael can't be sold. So he was of the opinion, Rav Soloveitchik and his father, they were of the opinion that mamish nothing to discuss. There's nothing to discuss. Even if you sell your land, the sale is not valid because the land doesn't belong to you, it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. But al kol panim, there are those who disagree, and they rely on the heter mechira. So some of the farmers rely on the heter mechira to do the avodas hakarka themselves, and some of the farmers are a little machmer, they do amira lenochri. They make it into a double derabbanan, then they rely on the heter mechira. So that's their asik, that's their problem. We're not the farmers in Eretz Yisrael, we're the consumers. So how does this relate to the consumers? So the Chazon Ish writes in his sefer, he thinks, even if you hold the Heter Mechira is valid, he thinks that there's an Issa Lo Sechonim. That's what the Netziv Tain is many Gdolim Tainit. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a Nochri. There's a Lo Sechonim, Lo Sitin Lam Chanoi Bekarka. So since this is an Issa, so we should apply the Klal Ein Shaliach Ledvar Aveira. So the Chazon Ish Tain is that if the farmers in Eretz Yisrael would sell the land, would sell the farms directly to the Nochri, so maybe the sale would be chala, maybe there would be what to discuss, whether there's a heta mechira, whether there's a kula or not. But they don't sell it directly. They appoint someone from the Rabbanut as a shliach to represent them to sell the land to the Nochri. So he claims that that's covered with the din of Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira, so the whole sale is not valid. It doesn't get off the ground because they had no right to sell it. So even if they'll sell it in person, fine, but they sell it, they shliach, Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira. That was a big dispute. When you say Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira, a koyin sends a shliach to be mekadosh a grusha. So you say Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira, that leads you to believe that she's not married, that the grusha is not niskadeshes to the koyin? Or you say no, she is married to the koyin, but the koyin doesn't get an aveira for marrying her. The aveira aspect is not nitfas and the shlichas. So he's saying, no, the whole kiddushin is not chal. Here, the Chazon Ish is assuming that way, that the whole shlichas is not chal. The whole mechiras akarka is not chal. Okay. So the Chazon Ish is opposed, and many gdolim were opposed to het mechir. So that's an asik for the farmers. They have to decide whether they're going to rely on het mechir or not. How is it relevant to the consumers? So the Tosfos on the last daf in Yevamos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who interprets in the Gemara at the last Omer Aleph in Yevamos that Mishumar is also Bachila. In Shnas HaShemitah, the Torah says he's supposed to be mafker all of the peris, supposed to let the public come into your farm and take all of the peris. So if a person relies on Heta Mechira, he's not going to be mafker the peris, he's going to keep the fence up, he's not going to let anybody take anything. So Rabbi Natam says that Meshumar is also Bachila. He interprets the Gemara like that. If you violated the din of being Mafke the Paris, and you kept the fence up, and you're Meshamar everything, so no one's allowed to eat the Paris. So then all the consumers can't eat anything with the farmers. If you want to be Choshish, that the Heta Mechir is not valid, either that the whole thing is wrong, like the Beis Halevi, or the sale is not Chal, like the Chazon Ish, because ain't Shliach Ledvar there, whatever. If you're not going to hold for Heta Mechira, then everything should be Meshumar and Tzasa Bachila. So the many poskim say that the Ruba, the Rishonim do not accept that Rabbi Natam. So even the Chazon Ish in his Sefer writes like that. In a private letter, he once wrote to someone that it's Kedai for Chassidim Anshei Maisa to be Choshish for the Rabbi Natam. Amikir Adin, we don't accept the Rabbi Natam. In Paskim, that Meshumar is Mutta. Then there's a further question. Nevad. What if a farmer did Malechas HaKarka? Farmer was relying on the Heta Mechira. And he didn't do a Shvuz de Shvuz. He didn't have a Nochri do the work. He did the work himself. So there are Rishonim who say that Nevad is also Bachila. If the Jew violated the laws of Shemitah, so you're not allowed to like Mabashal B'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat the Peres. So there are Rishonim who say that Nevad is also Bachila. So Mikra Din, we really don't paskan like that. We paskan that Nevad is Mutar Bachila, provided that there's no Issa Sfichim. Sfichim is a different story. That the Tanoim made it, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, we paskan that Sfichim is only an Issa de Rabbanan, that since normally vegetables have to be planted every year, so a farmer's going to make believe that the vegetables grew on their own, and he's a faker. He's going to plant the vegetable, he's going to sell them, and he's going to say that they grew on their own. So the Chachamim made Gzeira de Rabbanan, even if the vegetables did grow on their own, you're not allowed to eat it, Gzeira that the farmer shouldn't say that it happened by itself. So if you have vegetables that are Asa Mitam Svichim, then it'll be Asa. But the Gzeira de Rabbanan of Svichim is never introduced if the Soda belongs to a Nochri. So here also, they sold the field to the Nochri. Chazanish claims the whole sale wasn't valid because Ein Shlich Advar Avera, Moshe Soloveitchik said it's not valid because Eretz Yisrael is Chalka L'Shvatim and the Bay Sheni. And everything is like Yerushalayim, so you can't sell Momen Atzibur. But these are the Pashtus is that we don't assume like that. We assume the sale was valid, so the Soda belongs to a Nochri. Then we assume that there's no Din of Svichim in a Soda Shal Nochri. So the Pashta says that as far as the consumers are concerned, we're allowed to eat the Peiros Shvius, and there's no Iser Meshumer, we don't really pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, and there's no Iser of Nevad either. There is a mitzvah, Hoyso Shabbos Oatzlochem, Li'ochlo. So the Gemara says, all the Peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael, Shnas HaShmita, have a Kedusha as Peiros Shvius, and the mitzvah is Li'ochlo. What does it mean, Li'ochlo? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs disagrees with the Rambam's listing. He deletes several of the mitzvahs sesei, he deletes several of the mitzvahs loy sesei, then he has to replace them with other mitzvahs, because there are Ramach mitzvahs sesei and Shasa mitzvahs loy sesei. So the Ramban has at the end, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of the listing of the Rambam's listing of the mitzvahs sesei, he has a list of mitzvahs sheshochach harav. And then the end of the mitzvahs loy sesei, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a list of mitzvahs loy sesei, Sheshochach Harav. So one of the mitzvahs essay that the Ramban added on, that the Rambam forgot to count, is Oysa Shabbat Soros Lachem Liyochlo, a mitzvah to eat the Perishvi. So the Megillah Esther is the commentary on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who always comes to defend the Rambam from all of the kashas of the Ramban. So the Megillah Esther understood the Ramban Kipshuto, that there's a mitzvah to eat Perishvi's, and some Achreinim want to say, if you eat a banana that grew Shnas HaShmita, you say Bar Pri Hadoma, then you say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lechol Peiros Shvius. Like on Pesach night, you say Amoitzi Lech Men Haaretz, then you say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al Achilas Matzah. So over here also you should say two brachas. So that's a question whether that's really what the Ramban meant. He really meant to say there's a Kiyo Masei. Oysa Shabbat Soros Lechem Liyochlo. The Gemara never really says that. The Gemara seems to have understood that La'ochla implies an Isser Asay. La'ochla v'lo lehefsid, La'ochla v'lo lemenochas, La'ochla v'lo leschora, La'ochla v'lo lemalugma. You're not allowed to take perishvies and throw them in the garbage. Let's say a person is eating a meal and he's stuffed and he has vegetables left over. He has flesh left over, vegetables left over. So it's a baltashchis on the food. But the Gemara says there's a baltashchis on the body also. I'm going to eat the leftover food. I'm going to stuff myself. It's not healthy. So the Gemara has a one place alosh and baltashchis de gufa adifale. Baltashchis on my body is more important than the baltashchis on the leftover flesh or the leftover vegetables, whatever. So that's only all 6 years of the shnasa, of the Shemitah cycle. But in the Shemitah year, if you have leftover vegetables that have kedushas perishvias, true, you say baltashchis digufa odif, don't eat it, but you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage, because that's the din, le'ochlo v'lo lehefsit. So what do you have to do? Put it in the freezer? So every day you're going to leave over something from the fruits or vegetables, you have to put it away in the freezer? So the din is, you're not mechuyev to go out of your way to freeze it, to preserve it as long as possible, but you're not allowed to throw it in the regular garbage. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have a special pach hashvius, they have a special garbage can, where they throw all the yeshivas and all the restaurants, people leave over, so they put all the leftover fruits and vegetables in a separate container, and then they wait till it becomes nifsa me'achilas adam. Once it nifsa me'achilas adam, there's no longer a mitzvah of li'ochlo, so then you can throw it out. Some rabbanim tain, it's not right that they call it the pach hashvius, the garbage can for Shemitah. they should call it something a little bit covered, because it's not supposed to be treated as garbage. But that's the din liochle v'lola hefset. So if you're visiting an Eretz Yisrael and you're eating perishvias, so if you really want to rely on the heta mechira, so most of the posts can follow the Beis Yosef, that once you sold the land to a nochri, there's no kedushas perishvias on peris that grew besod the shal nochri. The Chazon Ish held we should paskin like the Maharit, who lived also in Tzfat. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was a bar plukta of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So the Chazon Ish thinks that the din is really more correct. He thinks the din is like the Maharit. There is kedushas perishvias even in the peris that grew besod the shal nochri. So Bnei Brak and the surroundings of Bnei Brak, they consider the Chazon Ish as the Mora da Asra. Rabbi Yashiv said that even Sfardim, who happened to live in Bnei Brak, he thought that since the Yishuv, the community of Bnei Brak, was really founded by the Chazon Ish, he was involved so much in it, so he should be considered Mora da Asra. So they should all be Choshish for this. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they don't follow the Chazon Ish, they follow the Beis Yosef, that there's no Kedushas Perishvias and Paris that grew besod the shal nochri. So this whole idea that you should, if you leave over fruits and vegetables, you shouldn't throw it out. If it's het mechira, if the paris are het mechira, so if you want to be choshish for those who don't hold from the het mechira, so what are you choshish about? Are you choshish that the sale was not valid? So it's a sodah shal Yisrael. So sodah shal Yisrael, there is a din of kedushas perishvias. If you're choshish that the sale was valid, the sodah belongs to a nochri, but it doesn't help al pidin, the fact that, like the Beis Halevi argued, so then if it really is a sodah shal nochri, so then in most of Eretz Yisrael they hold that there's no kedushas perishvias and peris that grew in a sodah shal nochri, so then there wouldn't be this issue. But many are machma like that. They buy het mechira peris. They're not concerned about the meshuma. They're not concerned about the nevad, because rov haposkim don't hold from the Rabbi Natan by meshumer, the last daf and yevamis, and most of Rishonim don't hold from the Chumra of Nevad. But this a lot of people are choshish for, that they won't throw out the leftover fruits and vegetables, they'll put it in a special container, wait till it becomes nifs me'achila, then they'll throw it out. There's another din le'ochle v'lo le'hefsid, that you shouldn't waste. So let's say Havdalah, a lot of people extinguish the Havdalah candle in the wine. A lot of people fill up the Havdalah cup till it overflows, and then they throw out the leftover wine. A lot of people on the Pesach night, the second of the Arba Kaisis, so you spill over a little bit. Then you throw it out. So that's what many Gedolim said, that that's really a problem of Liochle V'lola Hefsid. And even though you're doing it as a minig, to fulfill a minig, it's a shtikal mitzvah, but the Halacha says Liochle V'lola Menachas also. You're not allowed to use Perishvis as a korban mincha, because you're going to burn the koimetz. So to burn the koimetz is loch levelo lehefset, so you're not allowed to. So that's what many gedolim were machmed, that you shouldn't use the perishvias wine for the second of the arba kaisis, and you shouldn't use it for havdalah if your practice is that you spill out. Yeah, there's another din loch levelo leschore. You're not allowed to make big business on the perishvias. So if a person is going to sell, normally the farmer sells fruits and vegetables and he makes a profit on it. So perishvias that have a kedushas perishvias, you're not allowed to make profit. So the farmers all rely on the het mechira. They sold the field to a nochri. Belongs to a nochri, so they follow the Beis Yosef, that the rov of Eretz Yisrael, they follow the Beis Yosef, that there's no kedushas perishvias in peris that grew besod the shal nochri. So then there's no problem of liochle v'lo l'schor, so they're allowed to sell and make profit. What if I want to be machmir? I don't want to rely on the het mechira. So I'm choshish, maybe the peris that they're selling, fruits and the vegetables that they're selling, that grew during Shemitah, do have kedushas perishvias. So then there's going to be a problem. Am I in violation of lifnei iver? When I buy the peris from him, so I'm causing him to violate the Isser of Liochle V'lo L'schor. He's making big business. So that everybody relies on the Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech has a discussion, other poskim discuss. Let's say there's a machlokes haposkim about a certain issue. Some hold that it's muta, some hold that it's asr. So there's no lifnei iver. They give the marshal, let's say, smoking a cigarette on Tisha B'Av. Some hold that smoking is like eating and not allowed to smoke on Tisha B'Av. Others hold that it's muta to smoke on Tisha B'Av. So if I'm machmed that I don't smoke on Tisha B'Av and someone else asks me for a cigarette, am I in violation of Lifnei Iver? So the Paskim say, whenever there's a machlekes ha-paskim, and the Mekilim, Yeshlem al Mishay Smocha, they have a legitimate opinion to rely on, I will not be in violation of Lifnei Iver if over here, if I'll buy the perishvias, and the merchant and the farmer is going to make big business, is going to make regular business like he makes every year, going to make a big parnasa from it. Since Yeshlami Lismach is relying on those Mekilim, the sheet is all that is mutter, so I'm not in violation of Lifnei Iver. The Mishnah has, however, there's another issue. The Perishviyas are referred to by the Chumash as Kodesh, Kodesh Tialachem. Men Asaret Tachluas Tvulaso. So the Gemara says, just like Hegdish is Teifus is Domov, so to Perishviyas are Topsim Demehim. Let's say if I sell Basa B'cholov, which is also Bach, no, I'm not allowed to sell it. I sell Basa B'cholov and I get money, so the money doesn't become Basa Bach, no. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin, if you mekadosh an isha with Basa B'cholov, it's Einem B'kudesh. Mekadosh an isha with Orla, Klai, Akerem, mekadosh an isha with Yisuri HaNoah, so the Kiddushin are not Chal, because Yisuri HaNoah are not Shavar Puta, so there's no Kiddushin. But what if I sold the Yisuri HaNoah and I got money for it? So the Mishnah says they're not Teifus Demeyim. So the money is Mutabano. So if I'm Mekadosh an isha with the money, she will be Mekudeshes. But Perishvius is one of the things that is Teifus Dama. But Zor Teifus is Dama. And Hegdish is Teifus Dama from Perishvius. So if I'm going to, if I'm Machmir, I don't hold from the Het Mechira. So if I'm going to give money to the merchant who's selling the perishvias, the money's got to be nitvas b'kedushas perishvias. So the merchant who gets the money is supposed to use it to buy food and eat up the food before the Zman HaBir. The Zman HaBir is always in the 8th year, after the Shnas HaShmita is over. So the Pasuk says, we can only eat, the Mishnah learns that from the Pasuk, we can only eat the perishvias, calls man that Peri, that fruit or vegetable, is still nimtza basoda. If it's kolah l'chayim min asoda, kalei lebehemtucha min abayis. So the Rabbanut, and all the Batidinim, they all have a list of every fruit and vegetable in Eretz Yisrael. When is the Shas HaBir? It's always in the 8th year. So every fruit and vegetable has a different Shas HaBir, the approximate date that is no longer available on the farm. So if I buy Peri Shviyas from someone and I pay him money for it, so it's supposed to be Teifus Dama. So the money becomes Kodesh, the Kedusha is Perishvias, and the one who takes the money, what's he going to do with the money? He's going to put it in the bank. He's going to put it in their savings account. Or he's going to use it to buy furniture, to buy clothing or something. So if you don't hold from the Kedusha, if you don't hold from the Het Mechira, and the Peris have the Kedusha is Perishvias, and the money becomes Nitvas, the Kedusha is Perishvias, and the Mishnah has it in, you're not allowed to be Moiser, they may perishvias to an amaretz because he's going to violate this din. He's going to put it in his bank account or he's going to buy clothing or furniture with it. So basically, the merchant does rely on the het mechira. So it should really be the same, that there's no lifnei iver. If the other one, yeshlam misha ismochu, so there's no violation of lifnei iver. So the Netziv has in his tshuvas, he was a big Zionist, he was always makbet to get an esrog from Eretz Yisrael, to support the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And even the year following the 8th year, the year following the Shnas HaShmitah, it would always be makpid to buy an esrog from Eretz Yisrael, but he was faced with this problem. He's going to pay the money for the esrog, so he didn't like the Het Mechira. So the money will be nitfas b'kedushas perishvias. And the Mishnah says, Ey Moisim demei perishvias lam ha'aretz, because Yosef Mimosim sholosudas, because he's not going to use the money to buy food. He's going to put the money in his bank account. So the Netziv writes how he solved the problem. He writes that he asked the merchant to sell him the esrig, and he'll pay him later. Sell it on credit. And he said, I'll pay you after Sukkot. So the merchant trusted him and was going to pay after Sukkot. Then he went and after Sukkot he ate up the esrig. After he ate it up, then he paid the money. What did that accomplish? So he quotes the Gemara in the last parak of Maseches Avodah Zorah, says that Perishviyas Avodah Zorah and Perishviyas Teifus Demeyim only calls man that it's Zeh Tachazeh. If the Perishviyas are still intact and then I give the money, so zeh tachazeh, then it's nitvas b'kdushas perishvias. But if the perishvias were eaten up already, so there's no longer ba'olam, and then I pay the money, so since there is no zeh tachazeh, so the din is that it's not teifas dama. So that's what the Netziv did. They trusted him, so he bought the esrig on credit, and he ate it up after Sukkot was over, and then he paid the money later, so there was no problem. They quote them from the Chazon Ish, that if he paid by check, the whole problem doesn't exist. Because check means, let's say, I work for Yeshiva University, so I have the right to draw against their account. And what do they have in their account? They have a right to draw against Mr. Bienenfeld's account. Mr. Bienenfeld has money in his bank, he has a right to draw against someone else's account. Everybody has a right to draw against someone else's account, but the whole thing is in the luften. There is no zeh tachazeh, there is no zeh. The perishvias are there, but there's no money, there's no zeh tachazeh. Or if a person buys with a credit card, right? You buy with a credit card, buy by check, so there is no zeh tachazeh. So there's no issue of perishvias being topsim to me. So that's what some are machmer, rather than just relying on the fact that, like the Shah Melech said, that the merchant Yeshla Misha Yismochu, he's following a legitimate shita, that there is value to Heta Mechira. You can even be machmanat if you pay everything by check and pay by credit card. So then there is no zeh tachazeh. So then there's no problem of being teifsim demei. An issue was raised that the din is that the esrig is only kosher for the mitzvah. The Gemara said the esrig is only kosher for the mitzvah if it's yesh ba heter achila, because it's called pri etz hodah. Pri means that it's muta b'achila. So if one is machma like the Rabbeinu Tam, that mishumar is also b'achila, you want to be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam shita, so then the esrig shall shmita, which they were relying on Heta Mechira, so they didn't allow anybody to take it, they didn't make it Hefker, so then it's going to be Meshum, it's going to be Embo Heta Mechila. So number one, the Pashta says, Rov HaRishonim don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, they hold Meshum is Muta Bechila, so that's not a problem. Then number two, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if I'm not mistaken, I think this perhaps is the last tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph and Chelek Arachayim, that he says that there's no issue of Embo Heter Achila. Embo Heter Achila means if the Esrig is treif, Esrig Shalor Lo, Esrig, if it's also Bachila, here the Esrig, it's a penalty. There's a din, because you violated the din, you had a mitzvah to be mafkarit, and you weren't mafkarit, so then the halacha says, we penalize you, we don't let you eat it. Whoever's going to eat it, even if you're not the farmer, whoever's going to eat it as if they are in violation of being Mishama the Sodeh, but it's not that it's Macholas Asuras. So this is not an issue of Ein Bo Heter Achila, that wouldn't pose a problem. In the days of the Tanoim, they instituted a practice of Oitza Bezen, that you have to make all the Peres Hefker, and a lot of farmers were in violation of the Din, they weren't Mafker. So they were taking all the Peres on their field, they were selling it all over the place. So the Tanoim had, Bezen was in charge of everything, and they would distribute, whenever people needed food, they would distribute it. So that's what, the Rambam never quotes Oitza Bezen. He never quotes this name, but the Ramban HaChumash and all the other, it's a Tosefta, it never appears in the Gemara, it's a Tosefta. So that's a question they discuss, why the Rambam didn't quote it. They say the Rambam held that it was in history at one time, they instituted Oitza Bezen, at that time it was necessary. In later generation, they felt that it wasn't necessary, so then there's no longer an institution of Oitza Bezen. But in recent years, that's what Rav Kook, Zuchan Lebach, and the Chazon Ish, and Rav Eliashiv, all the Gedolim in the last years, since the establishment of the Medina, the last years, they all encouraged that you should really have Oitza Bezen. So Oitza Bezen is like this. The din is le'ochle v'lo l'schora, you're not allowed to make money on the perishvias. Normally, the farmer lays out so much money plow and to plant and to put fertilizer and so on. And then the peres are his, Aroy Ashbach, he owns the field, all the peres are his. He has a right to charge whatever he wants when he sells the peres. In Shnas HaShmita, he's not allowed to make money. But he's allowed to take money for the avoida that he did, some avoida sakarka amuter, even if you don't hold from the Etta Mechira. There are certain activities during Shnas HaShmita that you're permitted to do. So the farmer is entitled to get paid for that, and then someone has to drive a truck to bring the payers to the marketplace. You're going to charge the customers not for the payers. You're going to charge them. They have to pay the farmers for the work that they did. You have to pay the truck driver driving the truck. You have to pay for the gas, and you have to pay for the shopkeeper. No one's selling the payers mamish, but only paying the schar for all of the workers. So no one should really make any profit on the parish visa. And yet they have this oitza bezin. So in theory, the parish should be much less expensive than during the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, because no one's supposed to be making profit on it. You're not making revach on selling the parish. You're just paying the farmer for the avodas that he did that were the heter, and paying the truck driver and so on. The Maisa, as it turns out, because the Oitza Bezdin is done by in a Batlanisha way, so they don't know which truck drivers to get. They don't know how to organize it. So many times it turned out that the Paris during Shnas HaShmita, that you rely, the Oitza Bezdin Paris cost more than during the 6 years, which is a farce. It's supposed to be much less. So for next year, I happened to attend a meeting before Shavuos. Some wealthy Balabatim in America organized that 7 Bati Dinim who give Hashgachas should join together to have an Oitza Bezin Hakloli for next year. One of them was Rabbi Frati, and one was Rabbi Whitman from the Tnuva, and one was the Belze Bezin that gives Hashgachas, a Psasvardisha Bezin from some great Goyen whom I never met before, he was there, and Rav Nissen Karelitz's Bezin, another few, 7 Bati Dinim joined together. And they're going to have an Oitza Bezin, and the wealthy Balabatim in America are going to see to it. They're going to pay the money to the farmers for the avodas that they're allowed to do, that they're going to do. They're going to pay the truck drivers, and the prices will be much less. Supposedly one-third the price that it is during the other 6 years. That's what it's supposed to be. When you're selling Paris through the Oitza Bezin system, so no one's supposed to be making profit on the Paris, locha v'lo l'schora. So the price is supposed to be much less. So we're going to see if that really plays out or not. The Mishnah has a din in Masechah Shviyas that you're not allowed to be moitzi peres shviyas to chutzal la'aretz. So that's a problem. It's clearly only a din de rabbanon. It's not a din de raisa. For the Rishonim to give different reasons. So that's a shaila. Is it permissible to export the asroigim from Eretz Yisrael to chutzal la'aretz for the purpose of the mitzvah of dalad minim? Some of the poskim say that the b'moka mitzvah is mutter. That's questionable. It's really an issue. But once you did take it to chutz la'aretz, the ruba of the poskim hold that you don't have to bring it back there to Israel to eat it. In America, yeah, there are some who are machmer. They made a whole asik out of it, that they gather together all the esrogim after Sukkot is over and bring them back there to Israel and have them eaten in Eretz Israel. So Ruba de Ruba, the poskim say that that's not necessary. Like I mentioned from the Netziv, that after Sukkot he cooked the esrog and he ate it, and shai, he ate it up in Chutz La'aretz. Not to be machman that you have to bring it all the way back there to Yisrael. Here I live in Manhattan, so during Shnas HaShmita, sometimes when you come out of the subway, the train, on Friday they sell flowers, because they know that the Jews like to buy flowers L'Kovet Shabbos. So Shnas HaShmita, sometimes they sell flowers from Eretz Yisrael here in New York. So that's a shaila whether the flowers have a Kedushas Perishviz. The Mishnah says they do have Kedushas Perishviz, but the Mishnah is talking about, Yerushalmi says Beferish, Mishnah is talking about flowers that have a fragrant smell. So that's called Hanaosoi Ubiurei Shove. The Gemara says in Sukkah that that's the cloud. Which Peris that grow during Shnas HaShmita have a Kedushas Perishviz? Only such parents that have hanaasam and biuram shove. So eating the food, eating the fruits and the vegetables is when they get consumed. That's why fruits and vegetables have a kedushas perishvis. So Taisus writes in Baba Kame that the flour that smells good is hanaasai or biura shove. It's considered as if you're consuming the flour by smelling it. But that was the shaila Rav Tkachinsky raised and Rav Kook raised the shaila. Maybe flowers that don't smell. Now, a lot of times, the flowers are not oimed l'reich, they're just oimed l'histakel. We don't smell them, we just look at them. So maybe the flowers today don't have a kedushas perishviz. But that's a shaila if they do, and then if you're going to give the guy money, he's not going to take a check for $2 for the flowers. He's going to want cash. He's going to give him money, So then if the flowers have a Kedushas Perishvias, then when you give the money, it's Nitfas, it's Teifas, it's Domav. And he's going to put the money in a bank account. He for sure is not going to take the money that you give him and buy Peris. So that's the Asik with not giving the May Perishvias to an Amor. It's more than Muslim Sholosh Sudas. You really shouldn't do that. Rabbi Yashiv, they quote the name of Rabbi Yashiv, who's always upset that in past years they always used to have an Oitzer Bezdin, and he was upset, number one, the Peiris cost much more than it cost during the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, because it was done in but it was sold, it was distributed in a very Batlanish way, and he also felt another taina that we're paying the farmers for the work that they did as Shiris Poelim, not as the Meha Mekach for buying the Peiris. So it's Chiras Poilim, there's a din, Biyoma Titan Schara. So he tainted the Bezin should really pay the farmers immediately. As soon as they do the work that they're allowed to do, that way the Sakarka that they're allowed to do, they should really be reimbursed right away. And the truck drivers, they should all be reimbursed right away, Biyoma Titan Schara. So the group of wealthy Balabatim in America who are sort of sponsoring this Oitzah Bezna Hakloli for next year, we hope it's going to get off the ground. So they're going to try to see to it that they will pay the farmers right away and not wait till after they sell all the pears. That's what they're going to try to do. Is this system still working? In Eretz Yisrael, they keep on writing in the newspapers. In America, they write newspapers that it'll soon take place that 51% of the world Jewish population will be living in Eretz Yisrael, and at that time you'll have Kol Yashvehu Aleho, and then the Shemitah will be able to lead up to Yovel, and at that time we won't be able to have any Hetem Mechira anymore. The whole Hetem Mechira is based on the assumption that Shemitah today is only the Rabbanon, because it can't lead up to Yovel, because Yovel requires Kol Yashvehu Aleho. So this is really a question how to read the Gemara, the end of Erechin. The Gemara says that even if you have around Aflam and Besam and Besam and Erechin, even if you have all the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't know who belongs to Shevet Reuven, who belongs to Shevet Shimon, and the Shvatim are all mixed up together. You don't have Shevet Shimon living in one section, and Shevet Yisachar living in a different section. So the Gemara said that's still not called Kol Yashvehu Aleho. So that's a question. Does that only refer to the original kibush of Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that you required kibush for chiluk? The Chalukas Ha'aretz L'Shvatim was the Gemara of the Kibush. So maybe today that no longer applies. Maybe today all you need is 51% of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, and then Shemitah will become their Raisa, so the whole Hetem Mechira won't exist anymore. Or should we assume, no, that's the Shaila, whether that condition, you have to know all the Shvatim, maybe that condition applies Bizman HaZeh too. Applies Bizman HaZeh, so nobody knows what Sheba they belong to, so we'll still have a long wait till Eliyahu Novi will come and be miyachis to everyone. So then it'll be Kol Yashvel now. So this is being debated by the Rabbanim. As far as the Prusbel is concerned, if your children owe you some money, I lent money to my children to buy a home and so on for different purposes, so they owe me money. Different people owe me money, so you have to make a prusbel. So they quote in Shulchan Aruch that the Vilna Gaon used to be machmir to make the prusbel before the Shnas HaShemitah began. Why is that? So they give two different, in other words, now, to make the prusbel before this Rosh Hashanah. Pashto says you make the prusbel Shvi'is Mishametas B'Soifah, at the end of the Shnas HaShemitah. But there are those who are machmir to make it before the Shemitah year begins. Why? So they give two explanations. So they say one explanation is that the Rosh holds the Russian Gittin and the Sugya Prusbel is of the opinion that even though Shvi'is is not Mishametas till it comes to the end, but the Issa Loigo still applies in the beginning of Shemitah. So you should always make the Prusbel before the year begins. Then they quote another suggestion that there's really a question whether next year is Shemitah or this year. There are some Mishanim hold that this year is Shemitah. Depends how you read the Gemara in the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that the Bayis Sheni was Chorev Amatzoi Shvius. So it means there was the first year of the Shemitah Tisha B'Av when the Bayis Sheni was Chorev was Matzoi Shvius. Oh no, the Bayis Sheni was burning into Tishrei of Elul Tishrei, And then that Tishrei was Matzoi Shavuos. But the Tisha B'Av, when the Bais She'ni was Chor, was destroyed, was really Shnas HaShemitah. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether this year is Shemitah or next year is Shemitah. So that's why on all the calendars that they print, so they always write, the Tav Shin Ayin Hei Shemitah, Kifi Minik HaGoinim, means number one, Minik HaGoinim, that is next year, not this year. And then number two, the Rambam quotes the Shitas HaGoinim, that after the Churban Bais She'ni, you just count 7, 7, 7, 7. You don't count the 50th year as a blank year to push off the next Shemitah cycle. And the Rambam disagrees with the Goyim. The Rambam thinks that you should count 50, 50, 50, 50, even though you're not going to observe Yovel, but you should establish Yovel as a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. The Gemara has their Manu Yovelus L'Kadosh Shemitah, the Gemara says. Even though at the end of the Bais Rishon period they didn't observe Yovel, but they counted Yovel as a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. So this is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim. So the Rambam writes, even though he doesn't think the Goyim are right, he thinks we should follow the Goyim to count 7, 7, not to count 50, 50. You shouldn't throw in a blank year every 50 years. And he says the reason why, even though it doesn't make sense, he says we follow the Goyim because they lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim Eretz Yisrael. And he says the Minig and the Masorah is an Ikar Gadol and Psak Halacha. So we follow their tradition, even though it doesn't make any sense. And the Raibit is Masig. And he says, no, we should follow the Rambam. We should follow the Rambam to count 50-50. Rav Soloveitchik used to comment jokingly that to the best of his knowledge, this is the only place where there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Ravid says you should paskin like the Rambam, and the Rambam says you should not paskin like the Rambam, you should paskin like the Goinim. But Lamai said that's what it says on the calendar, that Topshin Ayin Hei is Shnas HaShemitah, Kifi Minag HaGoinim means Minag HaGoinim, that it's not Topshin Ayin Dalet, Topshin Ayin Hei. And number two, that you don't count a blank year in between. So they're not sure why the Vilna Goyen made the Prus Bowl before the Shemitah year began, whether he was choshish for the Rosh, that the Din of Lo Yigas already applies from the beginning of the Shemitah year, or he was choshish for those Shitas, that Tav Shin Ayin Dalet is a Shnas HaShemitah. But so some people already started here in Yeshiva, some of the people already started making a Prus Bowl now, before the Shnas HaShemitah begins. So maybe some would like to bring up issues regarding Shemitah, other issues. The reception is very poor. Very unclear. Let's hear again.
Can you hear us now?
Okay, now I hear. Yes, yes. I didn't hear anything. I don't hear what was that? What does the OU do about Perish Viz? Rabbi Soloveitchik was very opposed to the Heta Mechira. So Rabbi Ginnak, who heads the OU, Kashrus Department, spoke to Rabbi Soloveitchik about it. So he said, look, in Eretz Yisrael, they feel they have a big Shas Atchak, so they have to rely on the Heta Mechira. But he said, we in America, we don't have any Shas Atchak, so we should really avoid getting involved with relying on the Heta Mechira. two cycles ago, you didn't endorse anything based on Heta Mechira. For many years, I never did. 7 years ago, there was some kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael who were selling some kind of flavors or something to America, and if they wouldn't get the endorsement of the OU, then they would go bankrupt. They would lose their whole parnasa. So we felt under such circumstances, there is a shas hadchak, v'yesh lam al misha yismochu, there are those, and there is no issue over here. We pass a mishumer as mutter, and a nevet as mutter, and there's no lifneiver, because they're relying on their shittas. So the last Shemitah 7 years ago, when the last Shemitah took place, so we had a meeting in Eretz Yisrael, happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, and others from the OU were there. We spoke to the people from this kibbutz. I already forgot which one it was. Maybe it's Der Leo. I don't remember. So because they were crying that they had such a big shas hatrak, they would mamish go bankrupt. So we permitted them to use the OU endorsement. Now I hear, yes. I didn't hear, what was that again? Lochem, the pasuk says that Yad and Chotzer are kind of in HaTorah. So Mizlami, he took the Esrog into his house. It was kind of with the Kenya Chotzer. That's a Kenya in HaTorah. In general, there's an issue. How do you have Shalachem if you just did Hagbor? Hagbor, we pass on Hagbor, Mashiach is only kind of in the Rabbanon on the first day of Sukkot. You need Shalachem in HaTorah. On the second day of Sukkot, you only need Shalachem in the Rabbanon. So you can say, Memonav Shach de Rabbanon. Second day Yantav, you only need Shalachem de Rabbanon. So Hagbah Mashiach is good med Rabbanon. So it's good. But on the first day, Sukkot, you need Shalachem in HaTorah. So how is it good if you just make Hagbah Mashiach? So that's what some poskim say. You make sure you pay cash, because Dvar Torah more is kindness. But the Chotzer for sure is kindness. If you take the lulav into your house before you take it to shul, and buy lulav in the store, you take it in your house. The Chotzer is kind of. L'chol ha'deyas min ha'Torah. So that's shalachem min ha'Torah. Again, what do you say? I didn't hear. Something about Heta Mechira. What did you say again? The reception is very poor. Now I don't hear anybody talking at all.
What was the question?
Why should it not be a problem of the folly? Why should the material why not be
a why what? What was the question here? Why what? The opposition to the Mechira was what? Loisachanim, correct, yeah. How did they get around the issue of Loisachanim? Many suggestions are given. Abnei Nezer has a tshuva. He says, Loisachanim is only if I sell to the Nochri, the Toivus HaNochri. Here the Nachri is doing me a toiva. If I'm not going to sell to the Nachri, I'll be stuck for the whole year. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that since it's L'toiva Senu, not L'toiva Sanachri, there's no loy sechonim. Those who originally made the Hetta Mechira in the 1600s, they didn't say that time, they gave a different time based on the Chinuch, that the Yisrael loy sechonim is only if you sell it L'chalutin to the Nachri. But here everybody knows it's just a haram, it's only L'zman Kotzar, so that's not called Chanoye Bikarka. They came up with different suggestions why there's no Yisrael loy sechonim, right? But the Netziv didn't like the Kulis. He makes fun of the Heter Mechira. He says they're afraid to violate Shemitah de Rabbanon. The whole Heter Mechira only is valid if you hold Shemitah b'zman hazeh de Rabbanon. So he said they're afraid to violate Shemitah de Rabbanon, so they run ahead and they violate Lo Sechonim Deraisa. That's like you're running away from a small danger and you run into a bigger danger. You're over an Issa Deraisa in order to avoid violation of an Issa de Rabbanon. So the Netziv didn't like it, right? The Netziv and the Chazanish, they held that the Lo Sechonim is still in place. Paper money is a shaila with the pischi tshuva and hilchas pidyon aben. Pidyon aben can be done with kesef or shavu kesef. A lot of people like to use Israeli coins here in America to do pidyon aben. Israeli coins in America is not legal tender, so it's really shavu kesef. So shavu kesef is good for pidyon aben, except for karka avodah mishtaras. So the pischi tshuva and hilchas pidyon aben and Pidyon Maaser Sheni also. Pidyon Maaser Sheni can only be done with Kesef. Shavu Kesef is no good. The Gemara said that's one of the three dinim where Shavu Kesef is not Kesef, is Pidyon Maaser Sheni. So what about paper money? So the Pischet Shuvah quotes from the Chasam Sofer, who claims that the minig always was in Eretz Yisrael, that they never used paper money for Pidyon Maaser Sheni and for Pidyon Aben. For Pidyon Maaser Sheni, maybe you say it's not Kesef, maybe it's Shavu Kesef. But he says, for Pidyon HaBen, Shavu Kesef is good, but Shtoris are no good. So he thought that paper money is Shtoris. That's a Shaila, Ein Nishboim ala Shtoris, there's no Shvur Derais on Shtoris. So what about I lent you $100 in paper money, and you say you paid me back $50 in paper money. So this is called Ein Nishboim ala Shtoris. So the Pischi Tshuvin Hilcha Shvuas Adayonim, and Chayshim Mishpot says, no, he quotes the Pischi Tshuva, Benegeh to Issa the Heter, paper money is considered shtoris by Machmer. Benegeh to Shvua Derais, Benegeh to Dimaminus, paper money is considered kesef. It's an issue. The Pashtus is that whatever is declared by the local government as legal tender, that's a definition of kesef. So paper money is legal tender. It says printed on the dollar bill. It says this is a legal tender. Whatever the government recognizes as cash is considered kesef. Pashta says that paper money is also. So we have a chumra, we don't use it for pidyon maaser sheni and for pidyon aben. We make believe as if it's shtoris. But the Pashta says that it's not shtoris. Pashta says that it's kesef because it's legal tender. Shach writes in Chosheh Mishpat, there are different opinions. How far you go with dina de machus adina. So the Shach says, this for sure is dina de machus adina to determine what's kesef. And what Shavu Kesef, so that depends on Dina de Machusa. Whatever the government declares as legal tender is called Kesef.
Any further questions?
Yes. To you. You should have atzlocha. Have atzlocha in your conference. Aksiv achsim etayv. A good gebenched yor to all of you. Very good. Hello, hello. Abz Yitzchak. Finished. Okay. They never got to ask any questions.
They didn't, or whatever. It
was, huh?
They didn't get to, or...
They wanted me to speak on Shemitah just for 30 minutes, and then they wanted the rest to be about the other areas. So there wasn't enough time. They just asked questions on Shemitah. Okay. Sorry. I thank you very much.
I'm just going to turn this off.
Good.